Well, this is a very unfortunate development. If the Republic of Sudan has come out in its leadership to say they will give ammunition to the rebels so that they can make a regime change in the Republic of South Sudan, this is not in the spirit of cooperation between the two countries, nor does it indicate good neighborliness, because to have a neighbor, you need the two countries need to have good relations in as far as the cooperation agreement is concerned. On our side, we have always told Sudan that we need to have our good relations. We need to help each other resolve our various internal challenges in a positive manner that promotes a good neighborhood in our territory. The rebels will not achieve the purpose that they are being supported by all those people who are giving them arms and ammunition.
Dr. Benjamin, will South Sudan officially petition IGAD about this concern?
Definitely, we are in talking terms with the Republic of Sudan. We have got cooperation agreement, which is a platform on which we discuss all issues. And in that platform of cooperation agreement, we had agreed that any differences between the two countries should be resolved peacefully, but not through armament or through fighting. So definitely, we will express our concern to them. And we will ask them where this attitude of supporting the rebels, which we have been saying along that they should not do that, I think it is will definitely express our concerns indeed.
We also heard reports of an issued statement from IGAD saying they want all parties to be present, the principal parties to be present, to sign a deadline deal by August 17th. Is South Sudan committed to this directive?
We are committed to peace, but what is required, you must sign a deal that you have agreed. That we have already, people are negotiating now. We have got our chief negotiator on the spot. Our chief negotiator will send us a signal that all has been agreed. Our president cannot go and negotiate. We have got a big delegation led by chief negotiator Honorable Nyan, who have been empowered not only by the president, but by the whole leadership of the Republic of South Sudan, that they should conclude the peace process, and our president will come to sign if they have finished and concluded the peace process, because the so-called compromise proposal, those are proposals they need to be negotiated on, because there are a lot of issues, points in it, which need to be corrected. So our president is on the standby. If they have concluded and they have agreed that a peace deal is now ready, definitely our president will be going. But in the meantime, our president has sent ahead his vice president, Honorable Wani Iga, in order to go in his place. He's not going there to negotiate. He's going there to sign, isn't it? And people are negotiating. They haven't yet finished. So how would he go? He didn't say that he will not sign, but he needs to sign a peace agreement that is comprehensive, that has been agreed by both sides. But you must know, Peter, also the rebels now are actually split. All the generals in the field, including the political leadership, are saying that Riek Machar is no longer their leader. They have disowned him. So we are now going negotiating with Riek. We are also obliged to negotiate with the people who have a split, who are actually fighting in the field. So Riek is in Addis. He has no army on the ground.
So does that mean that the August 17th deadline issued by IGAD will not be met?
The issue is not the deadline. The issue is the peace agreement. It is a process. Peace is a process. Now, if they agree, even if they were to agree today, our president will be there tomorrow to sign, not necessarily the 17th. But if there is no peace agreement that had been negotiated and agreed upon, then what are you going to sign? So you don't put the date. You put whether the peace process has moved forward. If the peace process has moved forward and there are still issues to be discussed and dialogued on, then you must give that opportunity, because what you want is not just signing. It's not the date. 17 is not a football match, you know, that it is 90 minutes and the game is over. This is a peace process being negotiated. Now, if our delegation sends a signal that they have finished everything, definitely our president will be there to sign.